So with this, let us understand the changing roles of HR management. The past was having strategic functioning only 20%, organizational and employee advocate were 30%, and administrative work was 50%. Today, it has been transformed gradually, and in future, what we are going to have will be strategic role as 60%, operation and employee advocate will be 30%, and administrative role nearly 10%. So more of outsourcing will occur for the administrative role of HR. So from traditional welfare approach of HR management to their employees is changing to market driven strategic human resource management in today's world. There are four aspects to this: intellectual sphere, socio-cultural sphere, managerial sphere, and emotional sphere. So emotional intelligence is also gaining more and more importance. So from operation focus, which was earlier, it is leading to brand India focus, so that the brand of that particular organization India should be visible and should be famous all over the world, so that diverse kind of talented people globally can join our organizations for the progress of our organizations. From system maintenance, which was earlier more commonly done by HR management people, it should be collective performance bonds which should be there, so that one can have problem solving teams and self-managed teams who are going collectively to improve the performance, and one can have such kind of collective performance bonds among all the employees. From individual support to professional autonomy should be there, so that people gain the self-confidence, develop themselves at individual level. At the same time, they get professional autonomy, so they will be highly motivated to work for such an organization. So the employee turnover ratio will reduce, and there will be more citizenship among these managers to remain in the organization, be more loyal to this organization, and take forward the organization to higher and higher leaps and bounds, by leaps and bounds. From local mindset, it should turn to global mindset. As we know, the whole world has become a global village, and there is no local company who can remain only on their local area in which they can function. Ultimately, they have to compete with the global market scenario, and hence one should have a global mindset rather than thinking about only the local market. So let's understand some of the HR function wise trends for the important functions of HR. What are the new trends that are developing? Say hiring. Hiring is one of the very, very important function of HR, because if proper hiring is not done, if the right talented people are not taken in, if they have not been made as part of the company in the beginning by right kind of induction program, one can get them lost within few months, and the whole jumble of recruiting, hiring, which is a long process, costly process, will go in vain, and it will be some more time, maybe 2 to 3 months, for the new employee to be hired, and the right kind of talented person may not be available also. So one should focus hiring for talented people in today's scenario. Initial screening may be outsourced. Social media may be used for hiring in the form of mobile, in the form of Twitter, in the form of Facebook. They may be interviewed initially only on the phone, or emails are good enough to get the CVs and other things. use of analytics, which are more information based. One can use big data analytics to find out the right kind of hires to be recruited. Enhance hiring experience of the candidate, which will lead to the employer image building for the organization as a whole, so that the talented candidate is going to speak good about the organization because he is highly satisfied with their hiring experience rather than just they are hired. The way they have been treated by HR people, the HOD, the way the induction program is given to them, the way they are welcomed, a mentor is there who takes them for lunch as a buddy and guides them properly and see to it that they are trained properly to start the functioning and always being helped and given lot of training and development programs which will improve the image of the organization. That's one of the best employer for hiring, one can say, which will lead to better recruitment because more and more talented people will be attracted to apply for such a company. One can do online assessment initially, which will lead to employer branding. Mobile devices may be used for hiring also. Then compensation and benefit. In today's world, people are not going for the long-term benefits of gratuity, pension, contributory provident fund, etc., because most of the people today do change their jobs within 3 to 5 years max. So people are interested in cost to company rather than the net pay, more of variable pay based on their meritorious work that they do at individual level. Employee incentives should be given based on economic value addition to the organization by that particular employee. So it is more of individualistic culture that is developing, especially in countries like America and all, but it is spreading to many places in the world. Benchmarking should be done not only for the local companies who are similar companies, say for Larsen & Toubro, an engineering company, one can compare it with Mahindra & Mahindra or Godrej. Say for switchgear, for L&T, one can compare it with Siemens. For IT, for L&T Infotech, one can compare it with TCS or Wipro. So benchmarking should be done for locally as well as for the globally. Global IT companies, one can compare with them, because today people are applying for the jobs globally very easily. ESOPs are no more attractive in today's volatile stock markets as they are highly erratic. Earlier days they were definitely highly attractive to the employees to join and remain in the same organization for a longer time, because then ESOPs were given at every year, say 20% of the ESOP stock they'll get every year, so that overall they can get it in 4 to 5 years or 6 years like that. That was the attraction for them to remain in the company. But today it is no more there, because partly because of the tax they have to pay and the market is becoming more volatile and erratic. People are more interested in non-taxable benefits because most of the people are losing 30% on their tax. So overall benefits they are getting, the net pay that they get will be much, much less. So people are more interested in non-taxable benefits. Pension and social security benefits are not currently valued, as I told you, because usually pension and social security will be there when the people are staying in the organization for a longer time. As per the Gratuity Act, for it, one has to stay in the same organization for minimum 5 years. Then only he is going to get 15 days pay per year of service, which people are not ready to be in the same organization for a long time. Job hopping is very common because they get better opportunities globally, because now it is the global market which is open for the right talented people. learning and development. More and more, newer and newer technologies are used for training programs, say simulation, the anytime learning, e-learning is becoming more common nowadays so that a person can learn at his own pace. He gets the feedback immediately and he can go on learning whenever he gets time. Training is becoming more and more outsourced activity so that those who are expert in training can take care of that at more effectively and efficiently, so that even the charges are going to be less. People need not establish their own assessment centers and training centers for their employees. Development of leadership and strategic skills focus is increasing day by day, because as we have seen, it is more of strategic human resource management which is the essence of today's global market scenario of competition that's there. And hence one should have strategic skills focus of how to improve the bottom line, how to get the strategic goals achieved for the organization by your employees. So a great role has to be played by the HR people, and people want that better and better leaders are there in line who can take over when the previous person is retiring or is being transferred to other department or to other part of the world for the benefit of the organization. So succession planning is also very important. Learning is based on mobile devices today, because people are carrying mobile 24 hours, and so that they can do anytime learning on these mobile devices, it should be compatible with that, with their user word and password, they can use it. The multi-generational training is required in today's world, as we have discussed earlier, that the employees of the organization were earlier mainly in the middle age group more, but today right from the young age to the elderly age we are having multi-generational employees, and hence one should develop training programs for these people which may be different for different generations, and one should develop good mentors who are senior people, who handhold the employee, helps them in their career development, helps them in the learning and solving their problems, as well as for giving ethical guidance also. As far as the performance management is concerned, the newer trends are there is more of automation which is used. So computerization of the performance form is there, and the fixed dates are there whereby a person is going to get the strategic objectives of the organization. Within few days he'll get the departmental goals by the top people's meetings and all. Then based on the departmental goal, immediate superior and the subordinate is going to sit together to develop their own individual goals. Weightage will be given and they will start functioning based on this, and they will get the feedback periodically based on their performance. Midterm review will be done and finally performance review will be done. Even feedback will be given on this form so that the HR people will know whether the person is satisfied with the way it is conducted and all. So more and more automation is there in performance management system. Nowadays it is not the individual performance which is important, but since most of the functions of the organization are done by teams, because various projects are taken by the organization which may be at different locations, so a project management team, a project director will be there for that particular project, and a team of people will go there and erect that particular thing as a project. So one cannot decide about the individual's role only. It has to be coherent team, and the appraisal of the team performance is done in today's world more commonly rather than only the individual performance management. There is more and more decentralization that's occurring, so that at the peripheral level people can take the decision for customer satisfaction, for prompt problem solving for prompt liaisoning activity required by the government or the local people, etc., so that the projects can be taken care of by the decentralized leaders there itself, rather than every now and then depending on the top management to guide them what they should do. The participation among the employees is increasing day by day, so that people are owning the decision, so that resistance to change is going to be much less and they will be more passionate to achieve the goals. Nowadays, it's not only the immediate superior who is responsible for giving the feedback, but the performance appraisal is becoming more and more all around in the form of 360-degree appraisal, right from the subordinate to the immediate superior, colleagues, customer, supplier, other department people who may be having some or the other contact with this person, liaisoning officers. All the people's feedback is taken to know exactly how this person is performing, so that the bias is removed and overall idea one can get about the performance. And this feedback is going to help in improvement of this person to a large extent, and right kind of training and development programs can be suggested and made so that he can attend it and improve upon his lacunae. As far as the system is concerned, it is becoming more and more simplified so that people can understand how to have the performance management system run smoothly. Year-round feedback is given and continuous recording of the critical incidents is done by the immediate superior, rather than the feedback given only at the end of the year, which gives earlier improvements in the functioning and overall achievement of the strategic goals in a much better way. So, let's understand about the rewards and recognition. The modern trends in HR is that we are giving early recognition to the people rather than waiting it for the year and then finally giving him the recognition. It is promptly given to this person if he has done something good via social media like Facebook or Twitter. Immediately the message passes on. The person is congratulated by the top manager and it motivates him further. There is an instant recognition rather than waiting for 3 months or 6 months or a year. There it is becoming more and more interactive, and there are face-to-face videos also, so that person gets the immediate feedback in the form of the appreciation, right reward, and even the incentive bonus, etc., are given many times within a short period, so that he is more motivated and he feels that the company really appreciates and values him as an important asset of the organization rather than something to be used and thrown away. Rewards are becoming more and more flexible and customized, so that those rewards which will be more helpful for him based on his age, based on his family requirement, he can choose those rewards, so that the rewards are also now becoming more flexible and customized. More and more team rewards are given rather than individualistic rewards, and the culture of the recognition is being developed by the HR people among all the employees, so that people recognize the good part of the employee quickly and gives him appreciation for that, rather than only the top people appreciating. Even the peers can appreciate immediately, so that he gets a pat on the back and he is highly motivated to work further. It leads to better and better positive reinforcement, and hence overall the organization's culture improves, whereby a recognition culture will lead to more motivation, more passion to work in much better way, achieving better and better competitive skills, more and more competencies, so that overall the organization will be having such employees who are ready to adopt the change and who are ready to learn the new technologies whereby the organization can go further and further by leaps and bounds, because it's the people who are the most important asset of the organization. As far as the technology is concerned, more and more workforce analytics are used so that latest technologies can be used by the employees, by the big data that is available with analytics. Mobile HR is also having a better role to play, because it's the person in any part of the world, through the mobile he can be appreciated, through the mobile he can be sent even the money in today's world as a reward. So intuitive and user-friendly interfaces are being used. HR on cloud is leading to the better cost containment and cost effectiveness, because you need not have the hardware and software in your office. Most of the things are stored in the cloud and it is available anytime, anywhere in the world. So similarly, social media in the form of Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, etc. is also being used for appreciation of the people, for guiding them, for giving them instructions, etc., which is very fast. And greater and greater use of video is being used so that people can learn newer things pictorially in much better way. And across the world, the employee can be shown who is appreciated by the top management. This will positively reinforce the people across the world, if it's a multinational company or if they have got branches everywhere in the world. So once we understand the various kinds of trends that are developed in HR, which are consistent with the present requirement of the global changes that are occurring and the competitiveness that is required for today's organizations, let's understand some of the implications for HR professionals themselves. Well, HR department is becoming leaner day by day, because most of the basic functions that were done earlier in the form of, say, administration part, transport, canteen, employee welfare, security, the initial screening of the new recruits, etc., are now being outsourced, so that the true HR professionals who are modern in their thinking, they can really do the core work of skill development as far as the strategic skills are concerned, and they can take part in achieving the strategic objectives of the organization to a large extent. So it is more of strategic thinking for HR is becoming imperative rather than the routine work. This has led to increased demand for specialists who are expert in, say, SAP HR and cloud technology and the modern kind of things. It is leading to increased use of analytics and big data by the HR people, HR professionals. HR professionals should be able to manage the diverse kind of employees all over the world, even though they are working at distant places, whether they are working from home or from distant places. So even for remote workplace, they should be able to manage them in such a way that still the coherence among the people will remain, even though they are not coming together at one place. And HR should become more like marketing in today's world rather than only the instruction and support function that they used to do earlier. So HR should be showing them the value of the employees in the form of the economic value addition that the employees are doing to the organization in the form of achievement of the strategic goals of the organization. And it should improve the image of the HR people by doing the right kind of manpower planning, the right kind of diverse employees who can give innovative ideas and creative thinking, which is going to make the organization as a whole more competitive in this global market. And they remain one step ahead in the newer and newer technology so that the organization can not only be sustainable but also grow. And even for CSR activities, they should be volunteering the employees, whereby they are going to get high mental satisfaction and overall they feel that they are doing something great for the society as well. At the same time, the image of the organization is also improved in the eyes of all the customers, all the stakeholders of the company rather, and that's how HR should become more like marketing. So let's understand what are the various key points which is going to create and establish employer brand image. It's very, very essential for the employer to have a great brand image for that organization. It should be one of the best organizations to work for. That should be the motto of the employer, so that they can get the cream of the talented people who are ready to apply for this and work for this company, so that the company can grow further. So one should be able to attract and retain top talent. Talent acquisition and talent management is very important function in today's world as far as HR is concerned. And hence one should be able to attract talented people, as well as these talented people, once acquisition is done, they should be able to retain them so that they work for the organization for a long time, so that we can take advantage of these talented people for the growth of the organization. And it will improve the image of the organization further. It should be known for quality customer service. Whoever is the customer of this organization, be it a product or a service, the customer should be highly satisfied or rather delighted. And they should always feel that, yes, once we get the product from this particular company, they are 100% sure the quality is going to be very good. For example, as far as the technological quality is concerned, Larsen & Toubro, once they see the stamp of that, the logo of that, it ensures them it is going to be high quality conscious. Procter & Gamble in certain things, Johnson & Johnson for baby products, high quality. So it should be known for quality customer service. To become a recognized icon in the whole world, so that anywhere you go in the world, people will have a pride to be a part of that company, because it is recognized icon everywhere. To be viewed as employer of choice by all the people in the world, so that the right kind of people are ready to apply for the job in such a company. And it should establish shared core organizational values, so that the right kind of culture is developed among all the employees of this organization. Say Tata, once a person is working for Tata, it ensures that these people who are the employees of this organization are going to be highly ethical. There is no two views about that. So that kind of core competencies and that kind of core organizational values should be fixed in the minds of the people to such an extent that anybody, when he is going to take the products or services from this company, it ensures that they are going to be ethical, they are going to give the right quality product and service for them. With this, we have learned about all the recent trends. Because of the globalization, the global requirement, the new technologies, the new changes that are occurring, the highly talented people are required and highly competent people are required for that, because it's the human asset which is most important in today's world for the right kind of image of the organization and high quality products and services which are the requirement by the customers, because high awareness is there among them and the competition is with the global market. With this, we have completed this 15th chapter. So overall, we have learned in HRM2 various important subjects in the form of talent acquisition, talent management, employee engagement, motivation, the quantitative aspect, the quality of it, the HR implications, and finally the recent trends, so on and so forth, which will lead to better employer image and better employee engagement and talent acquisition and management, which will lead to higher name and fame for the company, and people would love to work for that company and would love to take the products and services of that company. Thank you.